如果你有圣经的话，请打开《生命记》第四章第十三节。
If you have a Bible, please open to Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 13.
生命记第四章第十三节。
Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 13.
他将所吩咐你们当守的月指示你们，就是十条诫，必将这诫写在两块石板上。
He declared to you his covenant, the Ten Commandments, which he commanded you to follow, and then wrote them.On two stone tablets.
前两个星期我谈到这个立法的目的。
Two weeks ago, I talked about the purpose of the law.
立法的目的一共有五方面。
There are five aspects of the purpose.
第一，立法就是要使人敬畏神。
First, the law is to cause men to fear God.
第二，立法就是要人行公义。
Second, the law will cause men to be righteous.
第三，立法就是要使人得到智慧。
Third, the law will cause men to have wisdom.
第四，立法要使人能够存活，而且能够过一个丰盛的生命。
Fourth, the law will cause men to live and live an abundant life.
最后，立法要使人得到恩福。
And lastly, the law will cause men to have blessing.
那么整体来说，立法的目的就是要向人启示关于这个纯正伦理的价值观。
So in conclusion, the whole purpose of the law is to let men have a proper moral living.
那么借着遵守这个立法
，and with abiding by the law，
那么我们可以在这个世上。将这个真理和这个良善表现出来。
And through our daily living, we can express what is truth and what is good.
生命记的立法让我们看到这个伦理的生活一定要建立在这个真理上。
And according to Deuteronomy, to have a moral living, it must be built on truth.
我们行事为人的标准
The standard of how we live
应当是根据神无误的话语
should be according to God's unfailing word
而不是根据自己
and it is not according to us
或者根据一个民族
or according to a culture
或者根据一个国家
or according to a country
或者一些文化传统的标准
or any kind of cultural tradition or standard
所谓这个Politically correctness, 不一定是对的。
Political correctness is not necessarily right.
很多时候是不对。
Actually, a lot of times it's wrong.
现今的社会邪恶到一个地步。
Today, the society has corrupted to this point.
说那些对的东西不对。
They'll say what is right is actually wrong.
不对的说对。
Or what is wrong, they said it is right.
已经失去了那个绝对的标准。
They have lost absolute standard.
那么使徒保罗认为这个律法
The Apostle Paul
是一个真理
think that the law is actually the truth.
是神的启示。
It is God's revelation.
是行事为人的标准。
It is also the standard of how we live.
他彼此强调这个伦理的生活跟这个立法是不能够分开的。
And that he stressed that you cannot separate a moral living from truth.
保罗对当时的犹太人感到很不满。
Paul was very displeased with the Jews at that time.
认为他们虽然强调这个信仰。
He said that although they stress religion.
强调遵守这个立法律例。
they also stress following and abiding the law.
可是没有那个真诚的表现。
But they do not have the truth within them.
而过着这个假冒伪善的生活。
And they live a hypocritical life.
所以保罗在罗马书第二章指责这些犹太人。
So Paul scolded the Jews in chapter 2 of Romans.
说他们只是谈论这些律法。
He said they are only talking about these laws.
但是在生命上却没有表现出这是律法的要求。
But they did not live out what the law has requested.
生命记强调一个伦理的生活必须要在律法，根据在律法。
Deuteronomy stressed that to have a moral life, you must base that on the law.
遵守神的律法必须要在生命上表现出来。
And in order to abide by the law, you must express it through your daily living.
神把这个律法赐给人。
God granted this law to man.
目的就是要我们遵守他的律法。
And the purpose is for us to obey them.
遵守神的旨意。
And to obey God's will.
我们在这个世界上过一个敬虔和圣洁的生活。
And to live a God-fearing and truthful life.
首先，我们看到这个律法反映出神那种属性。
First of all, we see that the law reflects the attribute of God.
神的伦理根基是根据他本身的属性。
God's moral is according to his attributes.
神是绝对的。
God is absolute.
所以他的伦理也是绝对的。
So his moral is also absolute.
所以生命记第三十二章第四节这么说。
In Deuteronomy chapter 32 verse 4 it says,
他是磐石，他的作为完全，他所行的无不公平，是诚实无为的神，又公义又正直。
He is the rock, his works are perfect, and all his ways are just. A faithful God who does no wrong, upright and just is he.
换句话说，神的律法是公平、诚实、公义和正直的。
In another words, God's law is just, is truthful, is righteous, and is upright.
那么这些都是神的特性。
These are all God's attributes.
我们看到圣经里面讲到公义的律例的典章。
We see that in the Bible is that this is the law of the righteous.
神的律法被称为是公义的律例和典章。
God's law was called the law of righteousness.
这个就是反映出神那种属性。
This reflects God's attribute.
那么因此遵守这个律法的人。
So those who obey and follow these laws,
所以他必定在行事为人上行出这个公义的原则。
They will then live a righteous principle.
旧约的律法，如果你去算的话，一共有613条。
If you count the laws in the Old Testament, there are a total of 613.
248条是祭祭的吩咐。
248 of which are positive.
365条是消极的吩咐。
And 365 of which are negative.
那么在这么多条律法里面，哪一条是最大？
And so out of all of these laws, which one is the greatest?
第二大又是哪一条？
And which one is the second greatest?
所以你在读这个新约圣经的时候，你发觉到有个人问耶稣这个问题。
If you read the New Testament, then you will notice that there was one person who asked Jesus these questions.
他就问耶稣说，这么多条律法，哪条是最大？
So he asked, which is the greatest commandment in the law?
所以耶稣基督就回答他说，
And so Jesus replied,
在马太福音22章37节到40节。
In Matthew chapter 22 verses 37 to 40.
所以耶稣对他说，你要尽心、尽性、尽意爱主你的神。
Jesus replied, Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind.
这是诫命中第一且是最大的。
This is the first and greatest commandment.
其次也相仿，就是要爱人如己。
And the second is like that, is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself.
我主耶稣讲，这两条大诫命里面是律法和先知一切道理的总纲。
And so Jesus said, all the law and the prophets hang on these two commandments.
所以耶稣基督告诉这个这个律法师。
So Jesus told this expert in the law.
他说，第一条最大的诫命就是要尽心、尽性、尽意爱主你的神。
He said the greatest commandment is to love your Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, and with all your mind.
然后第二大条诫命就是要爱人如己。
And the second greatest is to love your neighbor as yourself.
我们看到第一条诫命是强调到一个人的信仰。
So we notice the greatest commandment has to do with a person's faith.
那么第二条大诫命呢，就是讲到一个人在行事为人那种表现。
And the second greatest commandment concerns with how a person lives.
所以我们看到保罗也认为这个十诫后半部是强调这个第二的大诫命。
And so Paul also said that the later part of the commandments concerns with how we live.
也就是爱人如己这个道理。
And it is hinged on the principle of love your neighbor as yourself.
所以保罗在罗马书第十三章这么讲。
So in Romans chapter 13, Paul said,
他说像那不可奸淫、不可杀人、不可偷盗、不可贪婪，或有别的诫命，都包在这个爱人如己这一句话之内。
The commandments, do not commit adultery, do not murder, do not steal, do not covet, and whatever other commandment there may be, are summed up in this one rule, love your neighbor as yourself.
保罗继续讲下去，他说爱是不加害于人的，所以爱就完全了律法。
And Paul continued, love does no harm to its neighbor, therefore, love is the fulfillment of the law.
所以爱是不加害于人，这句话就表现出爱人如己那个道理。
And so, love does no harm to its neighbor, reflect that you would love your neighbor as yourself.
什么是爱人如己？
What is love your neighbor as yourself?
所以保罗在哥林多前书第十三章讲到这个爱的道理。
So Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 13 talk about love.
而保罗讲爱是恒久忍耐。
Paul said love is patient.
又有恩慈。
Love is kind.
爱是不嫉妒。
It does not envy.
爱是不自夸。
It does not boast.
不张狂。
It is not proud.
不做害羞的事。
It is not rude.
不求自己的益处。
It is not self-seeking.
不轻易发怒。
It is not easily angered.
不计算人的恶。
It keeps no record of wrongs.
不喜欢不义。
Love does not delight in evil,
只喜欢真理,
but rejoices with the truth.
凡事包容,
it always protects,
凡事相信,
always trusts,
凡事盼望,
always hopes,
凡事忍耐,
always perseveres.
所以保罗在哥林多前书第十三章很清楚地讲到这个爱的真理。
So Paul clearly stated the truth about love in 1 Corinthians chapter 13.
在生命记第五章，如果你去看的话，我们发觉到这个十诫的诫命就记载在那里。
If you continue to look at Deuteronomy in chapter 5, it recorded the Ten Commandments.
这个十诫的诫命呢，就把这个信仰跟人的这个伦理的生活的标准都归纳出来。
And so in the Ten Commandments, it concludes the faith, our faith, and also how we should treat others.
神把这个诫命赐给我们。
God grant us the commandments.
目的就是要我们按照他的旨意，在这个伦理生活上表现出来。
The purpose is for us to live a moral standard according to His words.
这个诺贝尔得奖者，一个法国的作家。
A Nobel Prize winner, who's a Frenchman.
他的名字叫做 Anatole France.
His name was Anatole France.
那么他写到，他说美国国会制定的法律一共有4000万条。
He said there are in the United States of America there are a total of 40 million laws.
目的是要实现十诫立法的理想。
And the purpose is actually to accomplish what the Ten Commandments have.
The ideal of the Ten Commandments.
The ideals of the Ten Commandments.
美国总统第二任总统 John Adams.
The second president of the United States, John Adams.
他自己说，他说十诫和登山宝训是我信仰生活的准绳。
He said the Ten Commandments and the Sermon on the Mount are my is the standard by which I live.
这是美国第二任总统自己所说的话。
This is the word of our second president, John Adams.
显明的这位总统肯定是一位基督徒。
So clearly, he must have been a Christian.
那么十诫，我们看到在历史过去的历史，深深的影响到世世代代的人的生活。
And in the past history, we can see that the Ten Commandments clearly influenced the lives of a lot of people.
让我们来看这个图表。
So let's look at this picture.
这个图表显示这个十诫前面四条的诫命。
It shows us the first four commandments.
那么这里讲到第一条诫命，就是除耶和华以外，你不可以有其他的神。
So the first one says, "You shall have no other gods before me."
除了耶和华以外，你不可以去拜别的偶像。
You cannot have idols before me.
上次我讲过什么是偶像。
Last time I mentioned what is idols.
偶像不一定是那些有形象的东西。
Idols does not necessarily limited to those who have a form.
偶像如果依照圣经的定义，就是所有代替了神的地位的东西都是偶像。
According to the Bible.It is anything that replaces the position of God in our hearts.
所以十诫跟我们讲，只有一位真神是独一的神。
So in the Ten Commandments, it tells us that there is only one God, and He is the true God.
我们不可以去拜其他的东西。
We cannot worship other things.
我们也不可以去妄称神的名。
We shall not misuse the name of God.
然后第四条讲到，应当守这个安息日。
And the fourth commandment says, observe the Sabbath day.
那么如果以我们今天基督徒的角度来看的话，
So if we look at it from our today's point of view,
我们的安息日就是今天。
Our Sabbath day is today.
所以每一个基督徒必须要守这个安息日。
So all Christians should observe the Lord's day.
当一个基督徒守这个安息日的时候，代表我们爱神。
When we observe the Sabbath day, that means we love God.
所以耶稣基督把这四条诫命归纳成为第一条大诫命。
So for the four commandments, Jesus grouped it into one greatest commandment.
我们看到耶稣讲，我们应当尽心、尽性、尽意去爱这位神。
Jesus said, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul." And with all your mind.
那么主耶稣也谈到这个第二条的大诫命。
Jesus also mentioned about the second greatest commandment.
也就是这个爱人如己的这个大诫命。
And it is to love your neighbor as yourself.
所以主耶稣把后面四条后面的六条这个诫命归纳成第二大诫命。
So he grouped the last six commandments into the second greatest commandment.
第五条诫命讲到要孝敬父母。
The fifth commandment said, honor your father and your mother.
第六条诫命说不可杀人。
The fifth one said, you shall not murder.
第七条是不可奸淫。
The seventh one, you shall not commit adultery.
然后第八说不可偷盗。
The eighth one said, you shall not steal.
第九说不可作假见证陷害人。
The ninth said, you shall not give false testimony against your neighbor.
然后第十条讲到不可以贪念。
The tenth one says, you shall not covet.
我们看到主耶稣把这六条诫命归纳成第二大诫命。
So we can see that Jesus grouped the six commandments into the second greatest commandment.
如果我们以这个社会来看的话，
If we look at this society,
可能有点小，你们看得到吗？
Maybe a little small, can you see it?
看不到。 没关系，让我讲出最高那边呢，最高那点是这个家庭。
Okay, you can see that in the center it is family.
家庭一个国家是由社会组成。
A country is made up of societies.
那么这个社会呢是由很多很多的家庭组成。
And that the societies are made up of a lot of families.
家庭呢是由父母还有孩子组成，如果他们有孩子的话。
A family, if they have children, are made up of the parents and the children.
所以这个十诫第五条讲到要孝敬父母。
And that's why in the fifth commandment it says, honor your father and your mother.
然后十诫的第六条诫命是讲到不可杀人。
And the sixth commandment is that you shall not kill.
所以第二点是讲到生命。
So the fifth one talk about life.
所以生命是神圣的。
Life is holy.
所以每一个人都必须要尊重。
We must respect it.
所以讲到不可以杀人。
So it says you shall not murder.
我们知道美国在1973年的时候这个美国联邦法院通过这个堕胎的法律。
We know that in 1973, the US government has legalized abortion.
所以这么多年来就是从1973年到今天。
So from 1973 onward until today.
预算大概有5000万的婴孩被杀。
There's estimated that there are 50 million?
50 million.
50 million, fetuses who have been killed.
所以你可以想象到就是这么多年来有这么多孩子有这么多婴孩被杀。
So you can imagine there are so many lives, were being killed.
但是圣经讲到不可以杀人。
But the Bible said, you shall not murder.
所以我们看到美国犯了这个不可以杀人的罪。
So you can see the country, United States of America, has committed this commandment, you shall not murder.
然后十诫的第七条大诫命讲到什么？不可以奸淫。
The seventh commandment said what? You shall not commit adultery.
然后第三点，我在图片第三点是讲到性关系。
So the third circle out is talking about sex life.
所以婚姻根据圣经来讲是神所设立的。
So according to the Bible, marriage is established by God.
婚姻是神圣的。
Marriage is holy.
所以一切的性关系超过婚姻都是犯了奸淫。
So any sexual activity outside of marriage is commit adultery.
无论是婚前的性关系。
Whether it is premarital sex,
或者婚外的关系,
or it is extramarital sex,
这些都包括在这第七条大诫这个诫命里面。
All these are included into the seventh commandment.
不可以奸淫。
You shall not commit adultery.
然后第八条诫命是讲到不可以偷盗。
The eighth commandment says you shall not steal.
这个第四点就是那个财物。
The fourth circle out is properties.
圣经讲到每一个人都可以拥有这个财务的拥有权。
The Bible said everybody has the right to own property.
所以另外一个人不可以去拿别人的东西。
So another person cannot just take somebody's property.
所以我们看到目前这政府拿别人的东西给另外一个人。
But you can see that the present government would take something away from one person and give it to another.
这个依照圣经来看是偷盗。
And according to the Bible, this is stealing.
那么这个十诫的第九条又讲到不可做假见证陷害别人。
The ninth commandment said you shall not give false testimony against your neighbor.
就是司法公正。
And so this involves law and order.
一个国家的司法这个公正是很重要。
It is very important for a country to have law and order.
所以人民政府必须要维护这个司法。
So the government must protect the law and keep order.
然后第十条讲到这个不可以贪念。
The tenth commandment said, "You shall not covet."
所以在这个图片，我放作这个啊、就是内心意念。
So in the outermost circle, it is heart and mind.
啊，就是我们心思意念。
It is about what we think about.
因为我们每一举一动都是来自我们的心怀意念。
Because everything we do and say comes from within.
所以十诫第十条诫命讲到不可以贪念。
So the tenth commandment said, "You shall not covet."
啊，当一个人贪念的时候
，and when a person is greedy,
啊，就会带来很多很多的问题。
When a person craves, it will cause other problems.
啊，其实你看到美国目前所面对的那种经济状况
，when you look at the economic situations in the states,
啊，都是因为人贪。
It's all because it's caused by people's greed.
所以很多很多的人在过去没有能力买这么大的房子。
In the past, many people do not have the ability to buy a big house.
啊，他们就尽他们的能力买最大的。
And so they do everything they can to buy the biggest house they can afford.
那么后来他们的收入啊已经中断了。
But then their income stopped.
所以他们就没有办法付这个房子。
And so they can no longer pay the mortgage.
啊，为什么？就是因为人的贪。
Why? It's because of the greed.
所以贪会带来种种的问题。
So greed can bring forth a lot of problems.
所以我们看到这个图片啊，就是讲到这个家庭是社会的中心点。
So if we look at this picture, we can see that family is in the middle, is bullseye.
啊，因此人必须要孝敬父母。
So men must obey and honor father and mother.
啊，因为父母代表家庭。
Because father and mother represent family.
啊，生命是神圣的，每一个人都必须要尊重。
Life is holy, and so we must respect it.
啊，性关系是婚姻的基础。
Sex is the basis of a marriage.
啊，因此要保持这个性那种圣洁。
And so we must keep it holy.
人人都拥有这个这个财务的权利。
Everyone has the right to own properties.
啊，因此不可以去拿别人的东西。
Therefore, we should not take other people's things.
啊，公正是整个社会的基础。
Law and order is the foundation of a society.
啊，因此要去维护这个司法公正。
So we must protect the law and order and keep order.
我们最后讲到要保持内心那种圣洁。
And lastly, we talk about we must keep our heart and mind holy.
因为所有的行为都是来自内心。
Because everything we do comes from our hearts.
所以我们看到这十条诫命。
So as we can see these ten commandments.
啊，第五条是什么
？What is the fifth commandment？
啊，要孝敬父母。
Honor your father and your mother.
你看到孝敬父母这个诫命是整条十诫诫命的中心点。
And you can see that this fifth commandment, honor your father and your mother, is in the middle of the commandment.
啊，当然我们看到前面四条是讲到我们信仰的表现。
Of course, the first four commandments talk about our faith.
然后后面的六条是讲到我们人在伦理生活上的表现。
And the last six commandments talk about how we live our lives.
但是我们看到第五条却讲到要孝敬父母。
But the fifth commandment told us to honor our father and our mother.
啊，这里讲到父母在一个家庭里面的重要性。
And it talks about the importance of father and mother in a family.
啊，父母好像代表神一样。
It's as if the father and mother represent God.
啊，负起这个养育孩子的责任。
And they bear the responsibility of raising the children.
啊，因此圣经讲到儿女必须要孝敬父母。
Therefore, the Bible said you need to honor your father and your mother.
啊，父母虽然在一个家庭里面拥有这个崇高的地位。
Even though the parents have this high position in the family.
啊，但却不能够高过神。
But their position cannot be higher than God.
但是在这个希腊和中国人的文化里面
But in the Greek and the Chinese culture,
往往把父母的地位提高到好像神的地位一样
They often uplifted the position of the parents to God's position.
神是高过神
Even sometimes higher than God.
所以这个就违反了圣经的教导
And this is that disobedience to God's teaching.
所以这种观念往往会带来给社会很多那种问题。
This kind of concept caused a lot of troubles in the society.
那么根据圣经的教导
According to the teaching of the Bible,
正常的伦理关系次序应该是这样的。
This is the correct order.
可能你看不到。
Maybe you can't see it.
最高就是神。
The highest is God.
那么第二就是父母。
And then parents.
第三是儿女
and then children.
神是我们的优先
God is our top priority.
所以申命记讲到我们要尽心尽性尽意的爱我们的神
And that's why Deuteronomy tells us to love our God with all our hearts, our soul and our mind.
就是这个道理
And it is because of this.
神高过一切
God is on higher than everything.
神高过我们的父母
God is higher than our parents.
神高过我们的儿女。
And he is higher than our children.
下来才是爱父母。
And then you love your parents.
因为他们养育儿女。
Because they raise the children.
而父母负起这个养育儿女的责任。
And that they bear the responsibility of raising the children.
神教导我们要爱父母。
God taught us to love our parents.
但是这种观念会随着这个家庭的改变而改变。
But then this concept will change also according to the changing of a family.
那么如果儿女结了婚
But if the children married,
他们离开了父母
they will leave their parents,
而配偶成为一体。圣经讲二人成为一体。
And to become one with their spouse.
那么有一天他们生孩子了
And then one day they will have children
他们变成为父母
And they become children they become parents
现在不是两代的关系
We're not talking about a two generation relationship
而是三代的关系
It's actually talking about three generation relationship
祖父母不是这家庭的中心人物了
The grandparents are no longer the center point of a family.
孩子的父母才是这个中心的人物。
The parents of these children is the center of the family.
假设有一天你成家了。
For example, one day you have your own family.
你生了一些孩子。
You have children.
按关系这个优先次序来看。
And if you look at the priorities of a family,
那么现在你怎么排这个次序
How do you put them in order?
这个是正确的秩序。
This picture shows the correct priority.
第一个还是神。
The most top is God.
第二呢是你的配偶。
The second one then is your spouse.
第三是你的儿女。
The third one is your children.
那么第四才是你的父母。
And then the fourth level is then your parents.
清楚不清楚
Is it clear?
所以这个是正确的次序。
So this is the correct priority.
但是往往有很多人把这个次序颠倒过来。
But oftentimes we mixed up the priority.
甚至有一些把它放在高过神。
Sometimes we put some of the members even higher than God.
虽然没有把他放在高过神，有时候把他父母放在第二位。
Or maybe you didn't displace God's position, but then you put your parents above your spouse.
甚至把他的儿女放在这个配偶的上面。
Or maybe you put your children above your spouse.
你看到吗？这个就颠倒了。
As you can see, then it misplace the priority list.
那么就会产生了很多很多的问题。
And then it will cause many, many problems.
所以正确的秩序就是第一是神。
So the correct priority is number one is God.
如果你是结了婚有孩子的话。
If you married and you have children.
第二个地位是你的配偶。
The second in position is your spouse.
第三，你的儿女。
The third is your children.
最后才是你的父母。
And then the fourth one then is your parents.
这个不是说我们把父母啊抛在那个角落那边。
This is not to say that you put your parents in a corner.
但因为圣经还是跟我们讲要孝敬父母。
Because the Bible still tells us we need to honor father and our mother.
只是这个次序要摆得正确。
But it's that we need to put our priorities in the correct order.
所以什么是这个立法的含义是什么？
So what is the meaning of the law?
所以从整个圣经的教导来看，
From the whole teaching of the Bible,
我们看到圣经里面讲到，特别生命记讲到，有这么多的条的立法。
In Deuteronomy especially tells us all these laws.
600多条。
600 plus laws.
但是我们看到圣经却把它归纳成十条大诫命。
But we can see that the Bible grouped them into 10 major commandments.
然后来到新约圣经的时候，
And then as we come to the New Testament,
我们主耶稣却把它归纳成两条大诫命。
Jesus Christ put them into two greatest commandments.
第一就是你要尽心、尽性、尽意爱你的神。
The first of all is to love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your souls and with all your mind.
这已经代表了十诫前面的四条。
This already represented the first four commandments.
然后主耶稣说你要爱人如己。
And then Jesus said, love your neighbor as yourself.
这已经代表了这个十诫后面的六条。
And this represents the last six commandments.
所以让我们记得这两条大诫命。
So let us remember these two greatest commandments.
第一就是我们要尽心、尽性、尽意爱我们的神。
First, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your mind, and with all your soul.
然后第二，要爱人如己。
And secondly, love your neighbors yourself.
所以很简单，两条大诫命。
So very simply, just the two greatest commandments.
包含了整条这个十诫是十条的诫命。
It included the ten commandments.
让我们一起来祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们感谢你的恩典。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for your grace.
感谢你赐给我们今天的话语。
Thank you for the words you have given us.
求主你帮助我们。
Please help us, Lord.
帮助我们尽心、尽性、尽意爱你。
Help us to love you with all our hearts, our soul, and our mind.
你帮助我们爱人如己。
And also help us to love our neighbor as ourselves.
我们将自己摆上，求主你坚固我们。
We offer ourselves to you. Please strengthen us.
我们将祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名求。
And we pray these in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.